What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from the Healing Versus Hurt podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Or whenever you're listening to this, I just hope you're having a wonderful day overall, okay? I'm going to go ahead and shuffle these Oracle cards. I just got them. They're like so cool. They're called Star Codes Astro Oracle. They're really dope. So I'm going to just pull a card for the collective today because that's how I'm feeling. Just give it one moment. All right, we have a card. Relationship. So, I could read from the book and tell you exactly what the card meaning is for this specific relationship card, but I don't want to do that. So I'm opening up my journal because what I noticed is that to me, this can also mean this card, relationship with self. That's where I want to take this conversation that we're having right now. Relationship with self. And I always talk about this because usually everything that occurs, I mean, it always goes back to us. You know, we may be in a physical relationship with someone and something may be occurring, but our responses, how we view things is always coming from self, okay? So with that being said, let's talk about the relationship with ourselves. You know, let's go deep down to the root of some things. You know, when I think about people saying, you know, I'm sad, mad, happy, glad, whatever. There is a deeper root to even why they're feeling that way, right? There was something that occurred to put them in the place of being sad, happy, mad, glad, or whatever, right? So I'm taking this time right now. I'm in this like season of it's time to go deeper in loving myself and allowing myself to be fully safe and free. Not feel free, not feel safe, but be free, be safe, okay? And that's not going to take anyone outside of me. It's not going to take anyone outside of me to do that for me. This comes back to the relationship with self. So there are some things that are coming up for me. For instance, if you think that you may be a passive person, right? You may allow people to get away with things that you don't think that you should speak up about. So you kind of get like passive about it, right? And you tend not to say anything. And then you realize later on, like, damn, I should have said something. You know, I should have just went ahead and handled it right then, okay? Because what's going to continue to happen is going to keep coming up for you in different scenarios with different people. So it has to be a time where it's time to speak up. It's time to use your throat chakra, okay? And speak up on a certain thing if that's what you need to do. And not shy away from it and be passive about it, okay? So what I suggest is that more meditation is going to help you with whatever that thing is that you may see that is which has made its way to the physical, because it's coming from within. Okay. So the physical thing might be, oh, you're passive about things. You don't use your throat chakra. You don't, you know, speak up in certain situations more than you know, maybe you should a little bit more than what you're doing, things like that. There's an underlying, deeper rooted connection to that passive action, right? So there is something deep within at the root that is occurring or has occurred to make you be the passive person that you may be in this season of your life. So I suggest begin meditating. I suggest writing in your journal about some things that you may have seen that, and I'm using passive as an example, but it's whatever you see that's at the physical, that's showing up in the physical, that you may know deep within may be generational. You may see how your other family members may have been this way. It may be different situations, but you can see how it's still showing up in your life. And it's something that you know is a challenge for you or your family, generational. So if you're put in a place where it's like, oh, this has to change, it was meant for you in this time and in this season, in this moment to do just that. Okay. So we have to go back to sometimes digging a little bit deeper at the roots. Let's go back to childhood, right? What I did in my journal was I wrote down some things, like some instances that occurred in my childhood that made me feel unsafe and not protected. Okay. So doing that helped kind of see things through a different lens than what I was before I started writing in my journal. Okay. These are just like different activities and different things that I do so that I can get to a deeper root of something that's going on. Okay. And I may not have all the answers in one sitting, or I might have the answers in one sitting, or it might come to me later on that day. You just never know. Okay. So you got to be open to hearing from that inner self. And it might even come, funny enough, sometimes it may even come from someone else. They may send you a quote. They may send you a book to read. They may send you some words of encouragement. You just never know. Like, it can come in any way, your answer. But you're going to know within yourself when that answer comes. So it's still going to come from you, because you're attracting the answer to you. Because it's, the thing is, the answer's already in you. It's already there. It's embedded in you. But it's bringing it to the physical so that it can show up and show you exactly what it is that what it is that you need to see from your soul. And let me see, because I want to read some of this. I don't want to read all of this, but this is one of the things I'm trying to get to the root of. This is not in every situation of my life. Y'all know I like to be transparent. This is not in every situation of my life, but this is sometimes in certain situations. Is that what's at the root of me always wanting to have someone else protect me, with either helping me or hide me, or use their words to protect me? So I noticed throughout some time that in certain situations that even when I was a child, I was looking for protection. And it was one of those things where it's like, okay, I didn't know how to voice my opinions. I didn't know how to, especially to an adult, you know what I mean? Because it was always, you speak when you're spoken to, you know what I'm saying? You know, go over there and have a seat. Grown folks is in here. you know, and things like that. So it was always one of those things where the shutdown process would happen for me, where I'm like, okay, I can't say nothing to an adult. But that made it where I didn't speak up for myself in any situation. And so when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, what happened while being a small child that made me feel like I was not protected? And why couldn't I speak up for myself? So those are the questions that I have for my soul. Because those are the type of questions with whatever it is that you see within you. But it goes back to you being honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, you don't even know how to pose these questions to you. And it doesn't have to be about being passive. It can be about being angry all the time or being aggressive all the time, you know, and it could be you blame everybody else for everything that happens. If you're not being truthful and honest with you about what's occurring in the physical, then there's no way that the deeper parts of you can show up because you're not being real with you. You know, some people may say, well, this is just how I am. You know what I'm saying? This is just how I am. Well, you know what? There's no growth in this is just how I am. There's no growth in that. There's no authenticity in that type of talk to yourself and to others. Because what it is there's some hurt there. There's some challenges really that's there that either you're afraid to look at. There's some challenges there that you're afraid to acknowledge. You don't even want to, you know, open that, if you will, that can of worms up. Because who knows what'll come out that can. Maybe not even no worms. Maybe some damn snakes. Hey, I'm going to tell you now, it's best for you to open up that can. It's best for you to open up that can, I'm telling you. The questions that we may have for ourselves are not always easy. They can be challenging. You may have to sit with them questions for a little bit. And sometimes you don't have to sit with the questions for a little bit. I know for myself, the reason this came up for me, when it comes to like being passive or something like, you know, like that, it's like I'm doing this. I don't know if you ever heard of Turo. So I have a car on Turo. And so this guy, there's no smoking in the vehicle. Okay. I had that on there. It's not like it's in small writing. You can't see it. So anywho, and so the guy told me, he was like, you know, he was like, I just want you to know, you know, he was like, I feel so bad. You know, he was like, I made a mistake and did this. I made a mistake and put this hole at the top. It's not even like you can't hardly see the hole, but you can. It's like a little hole right when you get in, like right above. And when you look up by the door, it's like on the fabric part, right? So I was like, well, I didn't ask like, well, how did it get there? What happened? None of that. I just was like, okay, well, thank you for letting me know. I mean, it's not bad. You know what I'm saying? This was literally like my second client. And so I ended up letting it go. And then when I started to realize like over a week had went past, I'm like, no, that's not okay. And so I'm like, damn, it was really too late at that point. But I did message him to let him know, like, hey, you know, if there was any smoking in the vehicle, really, there's no smoking in the vehicle. And that is up to a $200 fine. You know, of course, he didn't say anything because at this point it's like, because he did offer. He was like, I can give you some money. You know, I don't know. You know, and I was just like, don't even worry about it. You know, it's cool. Don't even worry about it. But it's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, at that time, in that moment, I think when I'm hit with stuff so sporadic, sometimes I don't take my time to really think about it. And then it ends up having where it takes about a week or so where I'm like, because really I wasn't even thinking about it no more. And then it just kind of came back up like, damn, it's not okay. That wasn't okay. That's not cool. You wasn't supposed to smoke in the car, because clearly this is like from like a cigarette or something you were in a car doing. You know what I mean? So just thinking about that. So that's how this kind of came up with dealing in business for me. And I'm like, I should have right then, because I know my policy. I know my policy. So if I don't stand up for my policy, who will? If I put a policy in place for one of my businesses that this is this and this is this, and someone goes against the policy, where later on it could cause me where this rip goes all the way across my car eventually, then whose pockets is that coming out of? Mine. Not his. Not Toro. It's going to come from mine. So this all to me goes back to my worthiness. Going deeper within loving myself and allowing myself to be free and safe. And allowing myself to know that using my throat chakra is necessary in business. Like, this is something that I've come a long way on. Like, I've come a long way with being able to speak up. Long way. And I'm very proud of myself. So I give myself much kudos. Okay? But we know that there's levels to everything. There's levels to everything. So in these areas, I may be able to use my throat chakra more. In this area, I might be able to. But then this area over here, I'm a little like, eh, like I use it sometimes, but not really. You know? So it's getting to what ingredients was put in to make me passive. So I have to go back. I have to go back. Because when you don't want to go back and see what was happening and what was going on, how can you see, for instance, just think about how a cake was baked. If you don't go back to the recipe to look at the ingredients that was put in to make this cake, did an ingredient get left out? Was there too much of an ingredient? Is that why it's like sideways or falling in the middle? Did I not let the temperature cool enough? Sometimes you gotta go back and see what occurred in the recipe for the cake to be how it is. That's just an example. So go back in your timeline of life as an infant, as a, you know, a little one. What occurred? What situations are sticking out to me? And I wrote down a scenario that stuck out to me. And I could see what I could see in it, what made me feel that I wasn't safe. And then I started talking to the little person in me to let me know, to let her know, to let me know that it's okay to voice how certain things make you feel. To an adult, to an authority, you are a little human as well. Because I say this to my children all the time, that I allow them to use their voice. I allow them to say things how they feel. And sometimes I have to maneuver and help them see how they're feeling. I don't make them feel how they're feeling. I say certain things to them depending on the situation to help them pull out within them what they need to say or how they're feeling. And I allow them to use their voice I don't shut them up. And I think that is very critical that we don't shut the little ones around us up and tell them, shut up, go sit down, speak when you're spoken to. This grown folks be gone over there, you know, all of that. Like, they're little people too, you know? They're like, they're little ones, little spirits, little souls. And they have a voice, you know? They get upset, they get sad, they get happy, they get joyful, you know? They have emotions. Big people, look, I said big people. Sometimes adults, we can be in our own shit and be mad about something or whatever the case. And then it's like, go sit down, da, da, da. And then it's taking off on them. Like, no, hold on. They just simply asking, can I get a water out the refrigerator real quick? That's all. Calm down, adults. Check and see why you are so upset right now. Because 9 times out of 10, it don't have nothing to do with that baby. Your frustration, your anger. It has something, it goes back to who? Self. Your relationship with self. Because there's been times where I've had to literally apologize to my children. And I'm going to do that. If I know that I was out of pocket, that goes back to self-realization. If I know if I was out of pocket, I'm going to let my child know I was out of pocket. I apologize for talking to you that way. You didn't deserve that. And that's period. I don't go out trying to, oh, let me spruce this up. I'm going to buy them something. No, I'm going to go to you with my words and I'm going to let you know I was wrong. I apologize. You know? And let that child feel how they want to feel even with your apology. And let them know, don't be afraid if you still hurt to say, I'm still hurt. So, okay. I'm going to pull one more card so we have relationship. Because I'm going to go ahead and end this. Relationship with self. It's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. And like I said, like I feel like I've explained what deeper looks like. Because it's levels to your self-love. It's levels. It's levels to everything. It's levels to being a multimillionaire. You know, it's levels to our knowledge and understanding of anything. Of anything. So it's levels and understanding and deeper understanding of ourselves as well. We're trying to learn ourselves all over again. Self-realization is necessary. And I want, as I'm on this journey of self-realization and getting to know myself, like I want to be able to share these situations with you as well for you to open up and look at your own self. Not just listening to my stuff, but also taking that and using that to go deeper within you. Let's see what card comes out collectively for spirit. Let's see what the spirit have for the collective. And I don't always do the cards every time I do a podcast, but when I'm called to do it and I can feel it in my soul to do it, I do it. All right, one more spirit. Let's see here. And look up your 7th house. I think the 7th house is relationships. On your natal chart. And read about your 7th house. So we have discomfort. So like we talked about, like, it's not comfortable having to ask yourself certain questions. Because even if you're a person like, I don't like when people sitting up asking me questions about my stuff. That means you don't like asking yourself questions about your stuff. But it's time to go within and feel this discomfort. Because with this discomfort and this pain and these challenges, it's going to create a new level of growth within you and your relationship with yourself. because some of y'all might just be feeling uncomfortable and feeling this discomfort, but you don't know what it is, what's going on, because you're not sitting down, taking time to journal, to meditate, truly taking quiet time to yourself. You know, doing some breathing exercises. If you don't know how, look it up on YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. You don't have to look at it and do it just like somebody's doing it. Start to get your own routine of on how you want to do your breathing exercises, your journaling. You know, there's no right or wrong. It's whatever's coming from your soul. That's your truth on how you do things. Your truth. You may be able to get a little guidance on how people may, who have been doing it for a while, may do it, but you don't have to take every single step from them with how you do things, okay? So with that being said, I love you all, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.